number strong Deckerville Eagle marching band on WLEW Sports. Las Vegas has set their line for tonight, and it's skewed in one direction. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department, they are experts at that, say that they are factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight sits at Deckerville, 23.5 points. Morris, Michigan is located inside of Perry Township of Shiawassee County, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's tribute question. You ready for this?
I sure am.
All right.
Bring it on.
Morris, Michigan has a population of 927. Who has a bigger population, Deckerville or Morris?
So Morris has 927.
927 for Morris. Is Deckerville bigger or smaller than that?
I'm sure it's close. I'm going to go with Morris has more because they're located right outside of Lansing. Bigger area. I'm going to go with that.
Well, you're correct.
Hey, all right.
Morris has 927. Deckerville, according to 2010 census status, Deckerville with 830. Bonus question. Let's see if you can go for two for two. Morris, Michigan was named after William Morris, a pioneer settler from Aberdeenshire, Scotland, when he came over in 1837. Aberdeenshire is located in the more northern region of Scotland. This is where I get deep into the internet, Dave.
Clearly.
Who receives more precipitation, Aberdeenshire or Deckerville? More inches of rain a year.
More inches of rain a year.
Aberdeenshire, Scotland, where William Morris was from. Or Deckerville.
I think Scotland gets more rain. I'm going to go with Aberdeenshire.
Well, it's very close. Okay. Deckerville gets 29 inches of rain a year. Aberdeenshire gets 30.9 inches of rain per year. So you're two for two, Dave.
That 1 inch is all I
okay.
need.
Okay, all right. And here's just a complete shot in the dark for you, Dave.
Yeah.
What is the U.S. average amount of rainfall a year across the whole nation? What's the average rainfall for the United States?
Well, if Deckerville gets 29, I'll go with 29.
37.
37.
37 inches is the U.S. average of rainfall per year. And for those keeping score at home, and you can put this one in and tell your coffee groups tomorrow morning, Deckerville averages 46 inches of snow a year. The United States average, 25. Dave Hansen, what are your three keys for tonight's game?
Well, let's start with the road team in Morris. They have their hands full tonight. So, number one, they got to find a way to get the ball in their offense's hands more often. And how do you do that? Force turnovers. That is point number one. Morris has to find a way to stop drives and take drives away, shorten them. Best way to do that, pick the ball off, strip the ball out of their hands, make fumbles, force the action. Number two, for Deckerville, maintain ball control. They want to control the ball, control the clock, score early, score often, keep their defense off the field, maintain the ball, and last but not least, kind of a side note off that one, keep up the offensive pressure. Do not let off the accelerator. Obviously, the Coach Browns, plural both of them, they obviously want to score early, score often, kind of like last week, they got a 54-0. They would love to be in that situation again.
Current conditions in Deckerville, Michigan are 72 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 15% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the east at 4 miles an hour and gusting only up to 8. Visibility is at 9 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 29.99 inches. And the dew point is at 64. It feels like it's 72 degrees out. The humidity is at 69%. Sunset is at 7:51 this evening. And, Dave, I'm not quite sure what moon phase we're in right now. I'll have to look that up and let you know.
Oh, but it's not my favorite yet.
No, but no. Regardless, it's a beautiful night for football.
It sure is. There's a little breeze coming in up here. It is perfect temperature out right now.
And for those keeping score at home, now on September 9th, we have 12 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. We've lost 25 minutes since our last football game.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
It's dropping like it's hot, and here we are, ready to start off Deckerville against Morris on the WLEW Sports Network. Deckerville won the toss and is elected to receive. Going old school with this, and I like it very much. Every team defers the second half, not Deckerville. We'd like the ball, sir, and we're going to score.
We want to score right now. That's exactly their thoughts. We want the ball. We want to get ahead first. And, again, let our defense sit for a little bit, and let's get warmed up by scoring a touchdown.
Your officials tonight, John Amond, Aaron Fernald, Gary Krause, Scott Richards, and Brian Alexander. Deep back for Deckerville is number 9, Brandon Patello. Cornerback, safety, cornerback, and kick returner might even be the punter. We're not sure yet. And safe to say, he does windows. Kicking off for Morris is number 12, Gavin Lucas. He's a senior. He is a starting defensive end for this team and is the tallest glass of water out there for the Orioles. 12 minutes are on the clock, and we are underway in week number 3. Left to right across your radio is the kick, and it goes about 3 feet off the ground and picked up at the 16-yard line. Patello has room to run. He's to the 35, out to the 40, to midfield, and steps out of bounds actually just before midfield at the 49-yard line. A great return for Patello, and Deckerville has great field to work with to start this game. First and 10 in 8-man football in week number 3, right to left across your radio.
And actually a really nice kick by number 12, Gavin Lucas. He keeps it very low, gets a lot of topspin, almost like a top tee shot of yours, Clark.
Oh,
it just rolls
so.
And rolls and rolls and gets all the way back to, like I said, about the 15-yard line. The only problem is that's where Deckerville's speed is, and Patello picks it up, and he gets one block and springs him all the way almost to midfield. Excellent field position for the home team.
Going with two men behind, Patello in under the center. Hand off to the second man. He's out for the running, has the first down, and nearly lost the ball, but he gets out to the 40-yard line. That would be number 5, Austin Fritsch, with a 12-yard carry brought down by number 2, Luke Binshadel. That's what we'll call him for now until we find out. He's playing linebacker tonight for Morris. First and 10, move the chains for Deckerville right to left crosser radio in their home maroon uniforms.
And if Luke Binshadel does not make that tackle, Deckerville is on the board early, an explosion through the hole for Austin Fritsch, and it's one man to beat, and that tackler saved a touchdown early.
Straight eye behind Patel, breaks free the first tackle. That is number 43, Wade Saladania. 3-yard gain, maybe 4. Brought down by number 44, Colton Deitz, linebacker, senior for Morris. 4-yard gain, second down, 6 to go.
Again, you mentioned this in the pregame show, Clark. You're going to see a little bit more greater thumb football here in this eight-man game. You're going to see an eight-man version of the I formation. You're going to see power formations, bunched formations with tight ends. You're going to see a fullback. And this time you see Saldana go right through the middle. He is looking to go straight ahead.
As a handoff to Austin Fritcher on the left side and brought down at the 30-yard line by Zach Rivers, linebacker. It's close to the first down marker, but shy by a yard. A 5-yard gain. Third down, very manageable, less than a yard to go.
And like we were just saying, Saldana is the fullback. He's the lead back. When he gets the ball occasionally, he is going straight ahead. He is not looking to go around anybody. He's looking to go through people. And Austin Fritsch, he is your ideal running back. He's got speed, he's got vision, and he's got power. And there he displayed his ability to kick it to the outside and run a man over for that extra couple yards.
Split backs for Deckerville. Handoff to Austin Fritsch. Gets through the initial trenches. It has the first down and all the way down to the 25-yard line for a 4-yard gain, brought down once again by Colton Deitz.
So far, Deckerville having no problem getting 5-6 yards per play, and nothing but the running game, power running game. Again, these running backs are getting hit at 2 to 3 yards past the line of scrimmage, but they're so physical and so strong that they run these linebackers and defensive backs over for that extra 2 or 3 yards for great gains on first down.
First down and 10 from the 25-yard line, the edge of the red zone, straight eye behind Patello. And out to the second man, that is Fritsch, gets through the line and out to the 24-yard line where he's stopped in his tracks by Connor Lucas, sophomore linebacker for Morris Orioles. A gain of a yard, second down, 9 to go from the 24.
And a good linebacker for Morris. He's their middle linebacker. He's the young guy that's really going to have to play well in this game to help slow down the Deckerville running backs. He gets over there. He is basically keying on Austin Fritsch right now, and he got over there to him and stood him up and was able to buy time for his other teammates to come over and help clean up the tackle.
Split backs once again. Patello rolls out to his right, looking to pass. Down, man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Deckerville. Pass is complete to Wyatt Janowak for the score. The 24-yard pass is complete, and Deckerville strikes first. It's 6-0 with 9:17 left in the first quarter.
Well, if you could say checkmate on this match, Clark, because Coach Brown had pounded the rock successfully on every play, and finally he draws up play action here on this first drive. And Mr. Janowak there was wide open. Wyatt Janowak, no one within 20 yards of him. Easy throw and catch and touchdown for Deckerville. A great drive and a very impressive play calling by Deckerville. And obviously, they're going for the 2-point conversion.
Going for two, working.